Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series we're calling Always and Everywhere. We're kind of doing a flyover of the book of Acts and looking at the expansion of God's kingdom as it started in Jerusalem, but then moved on from Jerusalem to Judea and to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's what Acts chapter 1, verse 8 talks about. Jesus tells them, his disciples, right after he's risen from the grave and he's about to ascend back into heaven, he says, man, you guys are going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, starting in Jerusalem, and then in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so that's sort of the pattern we're following in this series. We're looking at, you know, locally, what is God doing and how are we trying to push the kingdom forward here in our own cities and our own communities? And then what are we doing sort of regionally, right around the state of Ohio and across North America? What are we doing globally, right? Are we involved in the mission of God on a global scale or from a global perspective? And so this past Sunday, specifically, we were in Acts 1 through 7. I sort of did a flyover of Acts 1 through 7 and talked about really the explosive growth of the church in Jerusalem. It's extraordinary. Thousands of believers. You see over and over and over, Luke tells us, right, and this numbers were added to them daily, that people were getting saved every single day, that thousands of people, Peter preaches the first sermon and 3,000 people get saved that day. Another time he tells us the church has grown to 5,000 and he was just counting the men. In addition to men and women, tens of thousands of people. And it starts with 120 people, 120, and it grows to tens of thousands super quickly. And at one point in time, the leaders come to, the Jewish leaders come to the disciples, the apostles, and they're mad at them. And they say, we strictly charged you to stop teaching about Jesus. And now you filled Jerusalem with your teaching. I love that. They say, you filled Jerusalem with your teaching. And I think to myself, man, I would love, and I told our folks, I would love to fill Delaware with the teaching of Jesus. I would love to fill, right, Marion and Plain City and Westerville and Lewis Center, fill Central Ohio with the teaching of Jesus. And let me talk about Delaware just for a moment, because that's where I live, right? So not even talking about the explosive growth of the other communities in which we're in right now. But here in Delaware, so we've grown by about 7,000 or 8,000 people in our city, in our zip code, over the last 10 years. When we planted here, I remember telling folks when we planted, the data that I could find told us the zip code had about 52,000 people, and now there's about 60,000 people. I grew up in a hometown. It's funny, right? My hometown is really small, 1,200 people. So we've added like six or seven of my hometowns just in the time that we've been here. And I think about our city, I think about our zip code, and I think, man, if we were to say, Lord, will you help us move the needle 1%, right? So 35% of people in Delaware County, this is county data, I can't find city data on this, but 35% in the county have some religious affiliation of any kind. 65% are like none. And so when we think about that, when we think about here in our zip code, it's like, okay, for us to move that needle 1%, Lord, we want to see that go up 1%. That would be 600 new believers, 600 baptisms, right? That we'd be having multiple baptisms every single weekend. And man, I would love that, like would love to see that. And so I asked our folks, I said, what are some of the things happening here in the book of Acts that lead to this? And I said, man, it is at least four things that I could see. It is the Holy Spirit, right? No Holy Spirit, no power, right? The power comes from the Holy Spirit. It's an emphasis on prayer. It's an emphasis on sharing the gospel, right? I mean, everyday believers representing Christ and sharing the gospel in their homes, in the workplace, in the marketplace, right? And with their children. You've got people who are just sort of laser focused on proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. And then you've got also a boldness in the face of persecution. So one pastor I listened to recently said, as the gospel moves and grows, you should expect both attraction and animosity, right? Expect addition, but also opposition, right? Some people are going to love hearing about Christ and it's going to be the good news of life to them. Other people, and they will not like that. They will hate that. They don't want their sin to be called out. They don't believe in Christ, and they will not respond to the gospel. In fact, they will persecute those who are trying to share the gospel. We should expect that. But one of the things I emphasize, and what I want to emphasize right now, is I think sometimes what gets overlooked is that emphasis on prayer. I think we recognize, man, the Holy Spirit has to move. We need to be sharing the gospel. I think a lot of times, sort of in the 21st century American church, we talk a lot about strategy, and I'm not saying strategy is bad. I think it's good in a lot of ways, but maybe sometimes we rely too heavily on, man, here's all the things that we're going to do to see this grow. And hear me say, I don't think we can manufacture this. I don't know how God is going to move in our city or in our community. What I do see in the New Testament is that God responds to the prayers of his people. And I see that the believers are desperate for God's activity, and they're praying and they're on their knees saying, God, we need you to move. You know, after the Holy Spirit comes and 3,000 people get saved, it says that they were all together and they devoted themselves to the prayers, right? To the word of God and to community and fellowship, but to the prayers. When the disciples get arrested for the first time and persecution really starts to ratchet up, one of the first things they do is they gather back together and they pray. They pray for boldness. And they pray, right? God, we're going to continue to move, and we're not going to be fearful here. And it results in this boldness in the face of opposition. And so I may be asking this question to myself as much as I am to you, whoever's listening right now, but do we have that emphasis on prayer in our own personal lives, in our life groups, in our church? Do we have that desperation for prayer? One of the things I'm really excited about is we're going to spend as a church, right, a long time just in prayer as we lead up toward Easter, and have time where we're asking everybody, hey, take a slot here and pray during this time, right? Let's pray that God would move. Let's be desperate for the Holy Spirit to move and use us, because if God is going to move and do this, and we do believe he's going to continue to grow his kingdom, but if there's going to be that kind of explosive growth, I think we need to be on our knees saying, Lord, please help us reach our communities. And no matter how you want to move, God, we want to be a part of it, right? We know that we want to be a faithful people who are bold in the face, even of opposition. And God, we want to make our lives count by making your name known. And let's pray. Let's pray toward that end. So let me pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray, but also not just today, right, but in the days to come. Let's be on our knees, desperate for the Lord to move in us and through us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you that you promised us, Jesus, as we go make disciples, you said you'd be with us. And so, Lord, we do ask that by your Holy Spirit, you would empower us to be bold, to be faithful, to love others well, and to proclaim the risen Jesus, Jesus crucified and resurrected, that we might have new life in him. God, we love you, and we say, here we are. Lord, use us. We want to make our lives count by making your name known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.